Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. It's Independence Day weekend, and if you are going to grill any time throughout the year, this would be the time. And we've covered a lot of ground here. A
lot of nonsense.
Right, but Bob's got something just burning him he wants to talk about.
It just occurred to me that, you know, Philadelphia, as I'm researching Independence, and I brought, you know, you remember all these things, you forget them. And I'm looking at Philadelphia and how critical it was for those times. I can only imagine after watching all the different miniseries and all the things of, you know, these guys meeting in Independence Hall. And I mean, they got rowdy. There were duels. There were people died trying to get this country started. And now we got a bunch of people that want to end it. But in those days, it was Philadelphia. And there's a food in Philadelphia that many of us really love, and that's the Philly cheesesteak. Mm-hmm. And lots of debates and competitions and chest puffing, kind of like buffalo wings, you know, which is cool. Cool thing about the world is there's these regions where they all think their food is, you know, well, I brought it in or no, whatever. I bet it goes on in China and India the same way. But it does in Philadelphia. And a Philly cheesesteak means different things to different people. And I ended up coming up with my own version of one when I had takeout last summer. And it was incredibly popular. And I would tell you, there's lots of ways you can do this. But if you want to cheat like I used to do, if you've got brisket in the freezer.
Used to. You're still a cheater.
If you've got brisket in the freezer, just pull some of that out and slice it up. If you want to cheat even more and don't have any brisket, the supermarkets all sell this frozen shaved beef.
Mm-hmm.
And just thaw it out, and here's where your flat top comes in handy, or a big cast iron pan, but you just really quickly grill that stuff up in some good EVO, like a garlic EVO, and just it takes seconds. It goes so fast if it's good and hot. And then you also do up a pile of onions, and you just set that to the side and let it stay warm. But you also can decide if you're going to make a cheese sauce or just put different cheeses on it. And what I found to be the easy way was to grill, to get a good bun. And here's a good use. If you got some frozen hoagie buns in the freezer, now's the time to use them because they're already freezer burnt and they're ugly. You want to camouflage that food, not throw it away. So you pull them out, you thaw them, you put some garlic butter on them, and you throw them on the griddle or on the grill, and you retoast them, and then you lay them open, and you put you can put a little cheese on them, and then put a bunch of meat on them, and then your onions, and then more cheese, and then put a little tent over it, take a cook pot lid or garbage can lid, whatever you want to use. And put it over it and just let it set for a minute or two and melt that cheese. And then bring it out and put it on a platter. Don't even fold it shut. Leave it open and when you bring it out and watch the oohs and ahs. And then fold it and cut it into nice diagonal slices so that you have some nice little wedges. Because this will feed a lot of people. There's so much food to one of those things. And most of us are trying to take it easy on bread anyway. So, I mean, go heavy on the cheese. Go heavy on the steak.
Right.
It's so good.
Shaved prime rib is really good for that.
And that's what it normally is.
Right. Yep. And so, because then the prime rib is fatty.
Yep.
So you're going to get a lot of flavor. The two variations that I'm not saying are better, they're just variations. And that is I'll hit that beef with a little bit of salt, pepper, and garlic powder. Give it a little flavor.
Oh,
and
absolutely. Season
it. And then I might also, when I'm sauteing my onions, is throw some
garlic.
There's garlic on there, but some mushrooms in there.
Wonderful idea.
So you've got onion and mushroom Wonderful on idea. That steak. But everything else is, and that hoagie roll tip is great. With the garlic butter, grill that thing or griddle it, whatever piece of equipment you're using, but get it toasting a little
bit
brown.
And you probably can't get the French rolls that Jop and I buy because these people can't keep up. So we won't even say their name anymore, but you can go to any supermarket and find some big mass merchant, you know, absolutely the stuff you don't want, hoagie rolls, and they'll do.
Right.
They'll do. Yep. And if you grill them, And you don't even have to put butter on them if you don't want, because that bun is going to absorb an awful lot of juice. So if you can get it as crisp as possible, by grilling those things and heating them up like that, you actually get to drive some of the chemical preservatives out of them, which is a really good idea. They put junk in bread that's not good for you.
Right. And if you go to a local baker, you won't have that junk in there, which is why, and you know, if you've listened to Grilling Guys ever before, we are all about supporting local butchers, local bakers, local merchants.
Here's a rule in my house for bread. Never bring it in if it's got a colored or manufactured wrapper.
Right.
It's got to be in a plain sack.
Right.
So I know they just pulled it out and bagged it.
Right.
I don't need, you know, shelf life of like a Twinkie.
Yeah, it's bread. It's supposed to go
I want it to get stale.
Right.
Because then I got stuffing mix, I got bread pudding mix. And,
exactly.
Anyway, Philly cheesesteaks. So that's one way to do it. There's so many recipes, but the guys out in Philly actually usually will make a cheese sauce.
Right.
And that's so simple too, but there's always one main ingredient to cheese sauce, in my opinion, and that is American cheese. Mm-hmm. Melted Velveeta, and you just take some water, put it in a pan, and you chunk up some Velveeta, and you melt that down. Now you can add your Gruyere or your cheddar or your, you know, smoked Howdah or whatever you want to add to that. But you got to have a lot of that American cheese for a base, because it doesn't clump up and string up so bad. If you just try doing it all cheddar, I'm telling you, you're going to have a stringy thing to deal with.
Right.
And you got to put this on a bunch of sandwiches. So
almost like cheese whiz.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Talk about preservatives. Yeah. Get it in a can.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. If you want to talk about preservatives, Velveeta, anything that can sit on the shelf for a year without being refrigerated, well, to me, ain't cheese.
Read the ingredients. Yeah. It's the way they package it. It's Cryovac'd.
Yeah.
And
until you open it. Then you have to refrigerate it.
Well, then you got to start going through it.
Yeah, right.
But anyway. Well, there are some things that are sacred, Job. You know, a Twinkie and Velveeta. Come on.
Right.
I'm not trying to ruin the world. I'm not going to tell everybody there's no Santa.
I understand, but there's no cheese in Velveeta.
Oh, I don't know.
There's no velvet in it either.
Right, yeah, right.
My wife loves Velveeta.
Well, I understand. I'm not saying it isn't good. I'm just saying it isn't cheese. Because it's an American process something.
It's something they had to come up with during the war, isn't it? Because the dairy stuff.
And okay, I think so.
Not a Velveeta chunk, but they make the little slices too, right? The little slices.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. The sandwich slices individually wrapped. Okay, unwrap one of those and put a lighter on the corner of it and watch what happens. It goes snappity 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 snap. It doesn't melt.
Well, that's the oil.
It's the oil.
Right, yeah.
A lot of oil in pure cream.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Conrad brings up a good point. I think that is exactly what Uncle Sam actually did that to ship it over in World War I, maybe.
Well,
Do you know who Uncle Sam was?
So let's move forward 125 years and not eat the same stuff they did.
Do you know who Uncle Sam was?
Yeah.
Who?
This old man that wants you.
No. No, his name was Sam Wilson. And he was a butcher that shipped meat to our troops in Europe.
Was he Polish?
And they called him Uncle Sam. And when they'd see the U.S. on the box, they got to make a little joke out of it, like, it's Uncle Sam. And that's how that whole thing, Sam Wilson.
Wow. And you brought the show to a complete stop.
See all the things in this
again.
see all the things in this size 8 head.
Yeah. Size 8 just spewing.
We're just touching a tip of it right now. I can go deep. You want to go deep on Uncle Sam?
No, heck no.
Okay. Hot weekend coming up. You're in the middle of it right now. Use your water bottles, freeze them up and use them for ice, and then you can drink them later after they thaw out, but it's a dual purpose when your cooler's packed.
Yeah, and that works with a gallon jug, too. We're taking some of those for ice.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, well, we're so glad you joined us, and thanks for sharing our absolute tomfoolery.
Yeah.
This has been gibberish.
Or Tom Jeffersonry, if we... If we revert back to the...
Mr. Segway.
Right. Wow. There's no segue, because we're going nowhere with that.
All right. But. Well, looks like you got time for our Conrad quiz for this week.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you ready, boys?
Yeah.
Let's get the picnic going here. Most popular chip flavors in the state of Michigan. What's America's...
Salt and vinegar.
Flavor?
Okay, this is the top five.
Okay. Yeah, salt and vinegar's got to be in there.
Number five.
That was? A sea salt, I'd say, is one of the biggest.
Nope.
Nope.
No?
Nope. You want to try
barbecue
sour cream and onion?
That's actually that salt and vinegar is 4. Sour cream and onion is 5.
Okay.
So you still
barbecue.
Need
barbecue.
That's number 2.
Okay.
Plain.
Plain is number 1.
Yep.
And you missed number 3. Number
Which
3
was?
Is spicy, like a hot sauce or a jalapeno.
Really?
Okay.
Well, hot stuff is in.
According to who?
And we're out of time.
According to who? Is it
fake
news? Tune
in again next week for another edition of The Grilling Guys on these same stations.